This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The good news is interest rates are low. The bad news is why that is the case.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, offering a USB port at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The 10-year Treasury yield in the United States is at 2.54% this morning, just up from the lowest level in half a year. European interest rates are also bumping along the bottom, a sign that investors are gravitating to bonds amid general fears about economic growth. In Europe, long stretches of austerity are hitting household incomes, and today French workers took to the streets. The BBC's Christian Fraser has been monitoring the strike from Paris. Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
You have some upset public sector workers in France today. Tell me about what's going on.
Well, I think we are seeing the government's difficulties in glorious technicolor, and that is that obviously growth is stagnant. They're trying to find pro-business policies. They're cutting taxes for businesses, but that means that they have to freeze public sector pay. And so seven different unions here in France today, refuse collectors, sorting officers, drivers, all manner of public sector workers are walking out today, and we're expecting marches in some of the main cities as they react to the government's very difficult choices that it's having to make.
Christian, tell me about the intensity of this protest campaign. Is the country shut down?
Well, it's never easy forcing change in France, and we've seen before that workers will come out if they get particularly animated about the reforms. But on this occasion, I sort of sense that people acknowledge that something has to happen. Growth at 0%, unemployment over 11%, the cost of labour means that France is no longer competitive with Germany. So certainly in the private sector, there's very little sympathy for these strikes. And I think even among public sector workers, they recognise that if you don't have money, you can't spend it.
The BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris. Christian, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is France. In Japan today, there's news that the government's aggressive stimulus policies are working better than expected. Gross domestic product in Japan went up at an annual rate of 5.9% for the winter quarter. Now, some of this may be a rush in purchasing things to beat an increase in sales tax, which went up the 1st of April in Japan. In a couple minutes, we'll learn how Walmart is doing when it releases its profits and sales report. Groceries are a big part of Walmart's business, which may be a problem for the chain because wholesale food prices are spiking. But shoppers don't want to pay more for food in this tough economy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what that means for retailers and our wallets.
When stores have to pay more for food, something's got to give, says Arizona State University business professor Timothy Richards.
Retailers face that challenge as to whether to pass it on to consumers or suck it up and take lower margins.
And profit margins aren't high anyway, says Boston College marketing professor Kathleen Siders.
Around 1%, 2%, sometimes even lower.
Even so, stores must keep the price we consumers pay low, or risk losing shoppers.
We're seeing consumers at an all-time high in thriftiness. They're really trying to stretch every penny.
Rich Nanda with Deloitte Consulting says grocers could try pushing their cheaper store brands harder. They may have to, as the firm's latest research on shoppers shows this thrift is not temporary.
9 in 10 told us that they're not going to change if and when the economy improves.
In any event, food prices will likely rise further this summer, at which point most retailers will have to pass more of the cost on to us. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Let's now check the readouts from the markets. The FT 100 stock index in London is up 0.1% right now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed at the moment.
Mark?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Zillow, with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or its family of apps. Zillow, find your way home. By Reputation.com, advising that people should check their online search results because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Constant Contact, whose toolkit of online marketing resources supports small business growth. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
In the U.S., the jobs market has yet to really catch fire, but there are new signs of life in real estate. One sign, the workshops are back, where people sign up to learn how to buy a house, hold it for a short while, then sell, they hope, at a profit. And this is called flipping. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The lure of flipping houses is so strong that three dozen people have given up a Saturday in May to sit here in a drab conference room at a Best Western in the Baltimore suburbs. Every eye is fixed on Terry Royce. Royce has been flipping houses for 7 years and is sharing his secrets in excruciating detail.
The good thing is this has a lot of information when you actually do your final walk.
Royce explains how to find a seller or a buyer. He even gives time management tips. Later, Royce tells me, flipping is hard.
I always like to say, you know, this is work. Stuff's going to go wrong. It is, and it's the reality.
This was Royce's first workshop. He charged $97 for a morning seminar and afternoon bus tour of some houses that are being flipped. I sit next to Zane Watkins on the bus. He's been to four or five other workshops. He and his wife paid $300 for one of them.
Yeah, it was kind of high pressure.
The workshop was run by a national chain. It was 3 days. Watkins says most of the third day was a come-on for the next series of expensive seminars.
Yeah, I think they had like three different versions of the package. One was like, I think, $10,000 and $15,000 and like $22,000 that you would pay overall.
We clamber off the bus to look at a flipped house. Watkins and the other would-be flippers have lots of questions about renovations, finding contractors.
What are like some red flags when choosing a contractor?
The Better Business Bureau rates these types of workshops. Spokeswoman Catherine Hutt says they're now tracking 130 of them.
Of that, only one is a BBB-accredited business with an A. We have one that has a B+, 13 that have Cs, and all the rest have Ds or Fs.
Hutt says they get several hundred complaints a year from consumers saying they didn't get what they paid for from flipping workshops. And when they tried to get their money back, they ran into a brick wall. Hutt says, just like buying a home, when it comes to flipping workshops, it's buyer beware. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Go to Marketplace.org for some marginal advice about how to survive the next economic collapse. One of the suggestions was buy a donkey. I think this thing is tongue-in-cheek. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
There are at least two sides to every story, and sometimes one is a whole lot longer than the others.
We tend to forget that this has been a country that's been at war for 35 years right now. And, you know, we invaded in 2001, but at the point when we invaded, the country had already been at war for 20 years.
I'm Kai Rizdal, War, with a backstory next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.